Howdy. What an absolutely gorgeous day out there today. Please make sure that you take advantage of the nice weather. It's supposed to be a nice week. Get out and visit somebody. Take a walk. Sit on the porch. Sit out on the lawn. Sit in your driveway. Just don't stay cooped up in the house. Too nice a day. Go visit somebody. It would be great. We'll have some announcements here for you. The only thing I want to mention is about Ellen Wobrack. Ellen Wobrack, who this used to be her home church, she passed away from a car accident this week. She's 33 years of age. And there will be visitation time. It's called a reception and memorial gathering tomorrow from 2 till 6 at the Mason Gelder Funeral Home in Jeanette. And there will be a short memorial service at 6 p.m. following that visitation time. So you can gather together from 2 till 6 p.m. at the Mason Gelder Funeral Home in Jeanette. That's tomorrow for Ellen Wobrack. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and God, we give you thanks for the sacred and holy ground upon which we're gathered, for the freedom to travel and to worship as we please in this country. We give you thanks, Lord, for ministry opportunities. We give you thanks, Lord, for challenges. Thank you, God, that life is not always easy. And that we can depend upon you and then see your mighty hand at work. Thank you, God, for this time that we have right here, right now, out of our lives, to lift high the name of Jesus, to worship you in different ways, to invoke your blessing. Thank you. Thank you, God. It is so good to be your children. And so, Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be poured out upon us here. We pray, God, that you bless us with faith. Fill us with the boldness of your Holy Spirit so that we will do whatever it takes to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Bless this service and the fellowship afterwards, Lord, that it would all be pleasing to you and life-changing to us. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with love for one another and especially with love for you, for we ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
She doesn't have a... Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I offer, again, a good morning. And as Pastor said, what a glorious day it is. And the sun is trying to shine in, so don't forget, please, to take a look at the gorgeous stained glass windows that adorn our church, God's house. A welcome to all visitors this morning. And as I look to my right, I can't even call them visitors. They are church family. Frank and Becky Sherman. Frank, I'll have to see you, Pastor Frank, afterward, because you were already way back. But a longtime pastor. Now, how long has it been? 15 years since you were here? Wow. Okay, 2003, they had a new assignment. So, but again, our church family, and welcome. It is wonderful to see you. Please sign the attendance sheets. They are located in the red folder in your pew. You can find those at the end of the pew. Sign them, pass them to others. If you are new to the church and you would like some information, you can add your address or phone number and someone will get to you promptly. Also, if any visitors, if you want information today, please see me or the pastor or Diane, or you can also pick up a packet of information in the narthex. Also, in those red folders, we have 3x5 index cards. Those can be used for prayer requests. If you do have a prayer request this morning, please complete that, and the ushers will bring them forward to the pastor for our prayer. Our July memory verse, this is our last Sunday. It is located in the top middle of our bulletin on page 1. So our July memory verse is from the book of Romans. So let's recite that twice through. Join me now. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. We do have a few announcements, and before I get started, we're going to allow Diane to lead us off in our morning announcements.
On August 14th is the church picnic. Some of you have in your bulletins a paper to fill out to put in the offering plate. Some of you do not have those. They've been putting them in every other bulletin. So I'm passing the clipboard around, and please know that it's not just for members. If you are a visitor, if this is your first time here, you're welcome to come and share food and fun with us. It's going to be at Oak Hollow Park and at the Pine Pavilion, which is the big one down like at the back end of the park. And you bring a dish to pass. All the details are in your bulletin. But I'd like you to sign up on this sheet if you don't have one of those tear-off pages for the offering plate. And if you don't know what you're bringing, that's okay. We always have plenty of food. You can surprise us. But we need to know how many are coming so that we have enough supplies. So if you pass this around, and I apologize to our balcony people, you'll have to find a tear-off one for the offering plate. Okay, thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Diane. And just as a reminder, that is always a great time. And as we Methodists like to say, there will always be good eats. A few other announcements. The dedication of the prayer quilts and shawls will be held today. That is our Hands to Work and Hearts to God ministry. Now, that ministry does continue to meet each Sunday, and the yarn and the quilt, now a new quilt set up, they have been moved to a new, spacious, beautiful location. It's upstairs, top of the stairs, to the right. Instead of turning, going straight to come into the balcony, just turn right, and there's a lovely room that has been set up. So thank you to all those involved with that wonderful outreach. Just a reminder for you to check, we have some youth news. Pastor Stephen has scheduled a cleanup and lunch for August 12th. There's some specific information in the bulletin. Or if you have a question, Pastor, can you raise your hand? There is Stephen there if you have questions today for your youth. Also, reminders, Laurie Saporito, who is our camp steward, sitting up in the balcony. She's been going an ongoing summer hoagie sale that does support both youth and adults going to our camp. And our final sale will wrap up here in August. Also, we have a very special occasion. Nellie and Bruce are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. Nellie and her son, I'm not sure if Bruce is back there. No. There he is. Okay. I'm sorry. Directly in the back, about two-thirds. Let's hear a round of applause. 50 years, 50 glorious years, they tell me. And there will be a covered dish luncheon immediately after the service today. And Nellie has asked that even if you have not brought a covered dish, all are welcome to celebrate. And just a final reminder, our church giveaway, take a look at the specific details of that. That will be August 28th, and the pastor is, I believe, coordinating that. If you have any particular questions, please see Pastor on our church giveaway, a free giveaway of clothes and other items to those needy in the community. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and minds as we begin our worship this morning. Thank you. Please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship. Psalm 24, please recite your response to my prompt. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. For God has founded it upon the seas. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts. They will receive blessing from the Lord. Such is the generation of those who seek the Lord. Please remain standing for our hymn of praise number 540 in your red hymnal.
You'll notice in your bulletins a little explanation about the ministry of the prayer shawls. Please make sure you read that. And a matter of fact, take that home with you and share it with somebody else, especially somebody who may be hurt, sick in any kind of way, somebody who seems lost and they need some comfort, somebody who may be in need of a prayer shawl. Prayer shawls, prayer quilts, we have pocket prayer shawls, we have the baby blankets, baby caps, all made with a lot of love and care and prayer. And we really believe that when we pray for them, and I walk along and lay hands on them, with you standing there with your hands out, we believe that the Spirit of God comes upon these prayer shawls and quilts, and that God's Spirit rests on that, and that then whoever receives it, attached as a little card explaining the ministry, that whoever receives that then receives a touch from God. Paul used to do that with hankies, and they used to pass on hankies that were anointed, cloths that were anointed to people. And the anointing was very powerful. When Moses was up on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, when he came down off the mountains, people couldn't even look at him. His face was shining so bright, like a light, a flashlight that you couldn't look into. It was so bright, and that was from the anointing, the Shekinah glory of God. many other instances of God's anointing. So we believe in this, and this is why we do this. We bless and anoint these prayer shawls and quilts so that those who receive them can focus their attention on the one with whom all things are possible, on the one who brings healing, on the hem of Jesus' garment. So, as I pray, if you would just lift your hand and just point it up this way towards these prayer shawls and quilts. By faith, we join our faith one unto the other as we lift up into your presence, Lord, these pocket prayer shawls and these prayer shawls and quilts. And we pray, God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon them, bless and anoint them, that those who receive them may feel your presence and be touched, Lord, in some way with a healing touch. May your power flow through these. Blessed anoint the hands that have made them, prepared them, and prayed over them. Bless those who receive them. Touch them and fill them with the peace that passes all understanding. Fill them with the revelation truth of Jesus Christ. We ask all this in Jesus' name, giving you all the honor and the glory and the praise. Amen and amen. And eagle's wings, and eagle's wings, there you are, breath of dawn, make you different. Most Holy Reverend Grand Poobah, Frank, the kids always get candy. I'll give you your candy now. You are welcome. Okay. Hey, who loves you? Jesus. Who loves all of them? Jesus. Bunches and bunches and bunches. We're doing something special today. We anointed with prayer the prayer shawls. We did that last night at the Saturday service. We did that this morning at the first service. Some people have already taken some prayer quilts and prayer shawls to give to people who are sick in one way or another. We believe in the power of prayer a lot. I'm going to ask you some questions. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? If so, say amen. Okay, do you believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins? Say amen. Do you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead and that he's alive forevermore? If so, say amen. Do you believe that Jesus is with us always, even here right now? If so, say amen. Okay, cool. I do too. I believe all that stuff. You know, I wouldn't have asked you otherwise. I believe that God is here, that God wants to bless us, and I believe that all things are possible with God. I have here anointing oil. And we're going to anoint whoever wants to be anointed today. But I want to anoint you right now. It's very biblical. It says in the Bible that we should anoint. And we anoint for a lot of reasons in the Bible. They anoint people to be kings, and they anoint things to be used in the temple, and they anoint people for healing. Well, today our focus is on healing because of all the blankets and that. So I want you to come up here and stand right in front of me. Now, this is all part of my sermon as well, so I'm not going to get into a whole lot of it with you right now, right here. And you'll understand more as you get older, but I want you to know that this is anointing oil. And it came from Israel, this anointing oil. There's no magic power in the anointing oil. I have prayed it over it and asked God to bless it. So we believe that God's anointing comes to us as we do what the Word of God says to do. And in James chapter 5, it says, if any among you be sick, let them call upon the elders of the church who will pray over them, anoint them with oil, and lay hands on them. Okay? I'm going to anoint you. This is how we do anointing. Name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See? We just make a sign of a cross with the oil. Anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See, and we do that. And we believe that God does a mighty work in our lives. We believe that the power of God is greater than any problem that we have. And that God loves us so much. And it says in Isaiah chapter 53 that the chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. So, might mean mentally, physically, spiritually. God wants to bless you. God loves you. God wants you to grow up as faith giants in this world. You know, we struggle to believe things. We struggle to believe in miracles. We struggle to believe that God is greater than our problems. When you kids get to be our age, you won't even think about it. You will be such strong Christians because you're growing up in the Word. And that's what we want. Okay? Oh, on the side. There you go. All right, let's huddle up. Put your hand, can you put your hand up there? There we go. Now let's do one. All right. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we thank you that you care about everything that's going on with us. You care when we're afraid. You care when we've hurt ourselves. You care when we're sick. And we know, God, that you want to meet our needs. And you want to help us and take care of us. So we thank you for that. Come, Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, Amen.
You are a loving God. You are a loving God.
Thank you, ladies, that lovely duet, Connie and Diane Runser. Our word of God this morning is from the New Testament, from James's letter, chapter 5, 13 through 20. It's from the Revised Standard Version. James talking about the prayer of faith. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effects. Elijah was a man of like nature with ourselves, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. My brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. Here ends James' words in his prayer of faith. I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you've given to us. We thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless and multiply this offering and use it as you see fit through the ministries of this church for the spreading of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to a hurting world. Bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
See you, Lord, in your glory.
Joys. What joys do we have that we want to share? Being in church with your family. 50 years of being married. Okay, watching trains and seeing live steam engines. Everybody's got a bag, don't they? Yes. That's good. It's good.
The weather.
And my personal favorite, Connie?
What?
What's my personal favorite?
Indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing. Yes, I'm joyful for indoor plumbing.
Eating fresh tomatoes and corn.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. The what?
The mercy of God.
Oh, the mercy of God, which we do not deserve, but gives to us anyways. Praise the Lord. Yep. Yeah, a lot of joys. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Okay, pens and pencils. Take a note in your bulletin, anywhere you can. At least make a mental note. Because this is my homework and your homework until God releases us from these prayer requests. I know we want to pray for Harry, who's having surgery for cancer. He's 88 years old. I want to pray for David and Doris and Lois, who are all battling cancer. Pray for our country and our country's leaders.
The Wobrack family.
For the Wobrack family. We want to pray for our church, the ministries here, that we would be all that God wants us to be. Flood victims, a lot of flood victims.
Surgery for Barb.
Surgery for Barb. Oh, okay, Barb. Joyce. Okay, Joyce, a nurse from Forbes in a car wreck, broken bones and other injuries. Keep Joyce in your prayers. Marlon and Evelyn. Pray for Marlon and Evelyn.
Traveling mercies for those who are traveling.
Traveling mercies for everybody on the road, especially you vacationers and that. Gina. Okay. For Debbie, Gina's mom. Our son Caleb. Lives up in Vermont, and he's working on his house, fell off his roof, and his ankle, has a picture of it on Facebook, and it's all grotesque and out of shape, and he said, oh, it's nothing. Yeah, right. He said there's no, when he went to ER, had x-rays, no broken bones. Other concerns? Let's pray for our first responders, Connie says. First responders. And let's pray for those who are addicted. For addicts, families, and friends. And it affects everybody. Unspoken requests, raise your hand. God sees that hand and knows the details. And we always like to say, Lord, hear our prayers. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, thank you for our blessings. Forgive us, Lord, when we take our blessings for granted. And help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to use our blessings the way you intended in order for us to be a blessing to others. So that they too will come to know the love of Jesus Christ. And God, we believe, help our unbelief. We lift up into the light and love of your presence, our country and our country's leaders. We lift up to you, Lord, this church and all that that means, the outreach and fellowship, ministration and finances, the fellowship. God, all that that means. We want to be what you want us to be. We lift up to you, Lord, David and Doris, Lois, Harry, the Wobrack family. addicts, their families and friends, the flood victims, Marlon and Evelyn. And for Barb, Lord, we pray that surgery will go smoothly and quickly, restore her health unto her. We lift up to you Joyce and Debbie and Caleb, first responders, and unspoken requests. We believe, God. Help our unbelief again. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise, for you alone are worthy. For all of this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our gospel reading is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 17. If you are able, would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? This is the word of the Lord. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home suffering terribly, paralyzed. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. I tell this one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly, I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that moment. Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. The faith of the centurion. It's only found in Matthew and Luke. The centurion is a Roman soldier who is put in charge of 100 or more other soldiers. So he's an officer, a commander. He's a representative of Rome. He would have some wealth and power and influence. And centurions typically couldn't stand the Hebrew people because they were just there to keep the Hebrews in line and to collect a lot of taxes from them. See, Rome was the boss of Israel. And Israel wanted Rome to be gone. They didn't want them around. So there was a lot of discord, a lot of unrest. But the centurion and his soldiers would make sure that there was no riots, that the laws were obeyed. And yet this centurion was different. It's fascinating. When his servant got sick, this centurion who like I said, he had a lot of money and a lot of power and authority, you can bet that he would have hired the best doctor he could get to treat his servant, who he cared so much about. Obviously, it didn't help, because this centurion, he turns to Jesus. Now, depending on which gospel you read, Matthew or Luke, in one he sends people, the other one he goes himself, but the point is that he believes in the power of Jesus. He's heard the stories, and he believes. Now, the Jews come to Jesus first, and they say, you need to help this centurion, because he's a good guy. This centurion has helped us out. He loves our nation. He's even built us a synagogue. And I'm sure that that was a tough thing for the centurion to do and not get in trouble doing. But it's what he did. And so when he turns to Jesus for help, and the Jews speak up on his behalf, Jesus says to the centurion, what is it that you want me to do? He knew what he wanted them to do, but he wanted to hear the centurion say it. The centurion said he wanted his servant to be healed. He said, but you don't have to come under my roof, because I'm not worthy. All you have to do is say the word, and my servant will be healed. He says, because I know how that works. I do the same thing with my soldiers and my servants. And Jesus, it says here that Jesus was amazed at his great faith. In the Greek, the word actually means marveled. He marveled at this great faith of the centurion. He was just, wow. And it's only used twice. Once here, when he tells everybody, I've not seen such great faith in all of Israel. And then it's used again when he's at his hometown of Capernaum, where the people reject him. And he marvels at their lack of faith. Only these two times. I find that very interesting. The depth of his amazement. This centurion turns to Jesus because he knows Jesus is the answer. In James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, it says, is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he or she has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Is any one of you sick? He should call upon the elders of the church. Elders of the church are those leaders who are spiritually mature. Some denominations actually call their people elders who are leaders in the church. In the United Methodist Church here, I go by several titles or names. Some I'd rather not repeat. But I am your what? Pastor. I'm your pastor. Now, pastor is what I do. It's like a job description. My title is Reverend. And if you put it in writing, it is the Reverend. That's proper etiquette to always say the Reverend Bruce Judy. The conference refers to me as an elder. I am an elder. As Pastor Frank is an elder. We are elders in the United Methodist Church. Call upon the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil. We've got the oil. We've got the oil here. We've got the elder. See, to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith, which we will certainly do, will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, the therefore connects it. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. It's a little arrogant of us to expect that God is going to heal us, to bless our lives while we're living in sin. And that's kind of like wanting your cake and eat it too, right? And that's just not how it works. You know, God wants us to get right with Him through our faith in Christ, through our repentance. We've got to repent of our sin. We've got to confess our sin unto God. And I mean dig deep and be real serious about it. We were talking about this during Sunday school hour. You can't just throw it up there and say, oh, forgive me, God. I goofed up. When you have no intention of repenting of that sin, you've really got to dig deep. Repent of your sin. That means turning your back on that sin, not you're walking away from it and you're saying, I won't do that again. And if in the weakness of the flesh you do it again, you're going to say, I repent of that sin. You're going to dig deep again and walk away from it as many times as it takes. See, God won't be mocked. But according to James chapter 5, that's part of the healing process to get right with God. And we can expect God to touch us with a healing touch. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in this world. We are a special people. We are blessed. We are children of the Most High God. And this centurion had tried everything he could to get his servant healed. And he turns to Jesus. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years bleeding, 12 years ostracized from society, from her family. 12 years, she spends all she had on doctors, and she didn't get better, she just got worse. Until she reaches through the crowd, does whatever it takes to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And so this centurion does whatever it takes to reach Jesus on behalf of his servant. Amazing. We've got to carve the sin out of our lives. We want that healing. We want that healing touch. We want to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. We need to confess our sins and repent. Don't let sin rule your life. There was old illustration, old story. Little Johnny and Sally, they go away one summer to their grandparents' farm. They're going to spend the summer there. Not long after they get there, Grandpa gives little Johnny a slingshot. Oh, and Johnny's all excited. He's never had a slingshot. So he runs down to the pond, and he's putting stones in the slingshot, and he's trying to learn how to use it. He's throwing stones out into the water. And he's having a hard time getting the hang of it. Well, pretty soon he starts throwing stones at the trees and at bushes and at flowers. And then he hears the dinner bell ringing. He said, I better get home. So he grabs his slingshot and he runs up the hill and he comes into the farmyard and he's headed for the house when he sees Grandma's pet goose going across the yard. And he says, I'm going to scare that goose. And he grabs a stone, puts it in his sling, and he lets it fly and bam, kills that goose dead. Uh-oh. Oh, what's he going to do now? He goes over and he drags that goose behind the woodpile. Man, he's really upset, but he goes up on the porch, and his sister Sally's standing there waiting for him. And she's going, I saw what you did. And from now on, you're going to do all my chores for me. Little Johnny says, I'm not doing your chores for you. And she says, I'll tell Grandma. He says, okay. So they go in to dinner. And after dinner is over, Grandma says to Sally, I want you to stay and help me do the dishes. Grandpa and Johnny are going to go fishing. And Sally says, oh, you know what, Grandma? Johnny really wants to help you with the dishes. I'll go with Grandpa and go fishing. Isn't that right, Johnny? And Johnny says, yeah. Well, this goes on for 2 weeks. Sally doesn't do a thing. She has Johnny doing everything, all her chores, his chores. And all of a sudden, Johnny just can't take it anymore. So he goes to Grandma, and he's crying, and he says, I'm really sorry, Grandma. And she says, for what? And he tells her the whole thing, and she says, I know. I saw it happen from the kitchen window. He says, you did? Why didn't you say anything? And she said, because I wanted to see how long you were going to be Sally's slave. How long were you going to put up with that? I want to tell you, the devil has been telling us that we're sinners, that we're no good, that we're losers, telling us to be afraid, telling us to be anxious. The world has been throwing all kinds of aches and pains and diseases our ways. And we've said, okay, I guess I deserve it. You know, what can I do? God says, hey, you don't have to put up with that. How long are you going to let the devil tell you that stuff and inflict you with pain? How long are you going to put up with that? Because when God forgives us of our sins, when we confess our sins and repent of them, the Bible says that God throws our sins as far away as the east is from the west. As far as the east is from the west. And I always like to ask, why doesn't God throw our sins as far away as the north is from the south? Does anybody know that reason, why not north from the south? You know, Frank, don't you? I know some of you probably know. I mean, I've said it often enough. It always impresses me. God doesn't throw our sins away as far as the north is from the south, because if you start heading north, what happens? You eventually head south. You get up to the pole, and you start heading south. And when you go far enough south, you start heading north. So north and south meet at the poles. But if you head east, what happens? You're always going east. You never run into the west. So when God throws our sins away as far as the east is from the west, that means he doesn't remember them. He wipes the slate clean. It's forgotten. It's gone. So when the devil tries to remind you of what you've done and drag you down, you say, I'm a child of God. My sins are forgiven. The Bible tells us, cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. I think it's time to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Say, I've had enough of all this. Centurion had it right. Book of James has it right. Let them call upon the elders of the church, who will anoint them with oil and pray for them and lay hands on them. The choice is yours. God loves you, and so do I. I'm going to use my anointing oil. And if you want anointed, just come right down here. I will put oil on my thumb, and I will make the sign of the cross on your forehead and anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then you can return to your seat, stop at the altar rail, whatever you want to do, if you want that. So if you do, come. Be in an attitude of repentance. Confess those sins to God. Repent of them. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you for Caleb in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't know what burdens you were carrying in particular today. Whatever it is, just remember how Jesus asked the centurion, "What is it you want me to do?" And after the centurion explained it to him, he said, "Go. It'll be done as you have believed. Your faith has made you well." So give it to God. Again, God loves you, and so do I. Let's stand and sing. prayer quilts, pocket prayer quilts. There's a basket full of those up here for anybody that needs them. The power of prayer. Man, spread the good news. There's a lot of hurting people out there, probably in your own family, at work, who need to hear that God loves them and that Jesus is the answer. We're going to go downstairs and celebrate now and have fun. We are inviting everybody to come down and join us. Come on down and wish Nellie and Bruce a happy 50th anniversary. And have some fun and fellowship. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we thank you, God, that you're greater than any problem that we have. Help us to let go and to trust in you with everything that we have. All the good things and all the bad, we give it all to you. So have your way with us, God, for we believe. Help our unbelief. All of this we pray in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said, Amen.